Look how much I've seen Mishnah 2. So, Ganav al Pishnam. If he stole, there were two witnesses that he stole an animal. But Tavach u'Macher al Pim. And also, those two same witnesses testify that he sold or he slaughtered the animal. Or al Pishnam Acherim. Or even if it's another two witnesses. So, the first two witnesses testify that he stole it. And then another two witnesses come and testify that stolen animal he sold or he slaughtered. So, and that's the case, Mishalim Teshluma Arba V'Chamisha, that he pays 4 or 5. In order to pay the 4 or 5, he has to steal the animal and sell it or slaughter it. If he doesn't sell it or slaughter it, he only pays double. He doesn't pay the 4 or the 5.
Except the sheep and the...
For these two animals. So it's only for 2 animals, and only if he steals it and then slaughters it and sells it. He's got to have all of those steps, and if it's not that, then he just pays the double.
Probably because he gives them back. If he gives it back and pays double,
then he can pay double. Yeah. Ganav u'Macher b'Shabbos. If he sells it, now the Mishnah is going to list a whole lot of cases in where he still pays the 4 or the 5, and you'll see he'll contrast them in the next Mishnah or 2 Mishnahs time. He's going to list a whole lot of cases where he doesn't pay the 4 or the 5. So all of these cases, he still pays the 4 or the 5. Ganav u'Macher b'Shabbos. He steals it. And he sells it on Shabbos. Now, selling it on Shabbos is not you're not going to get put to death for that. It's not a Isur Darasa, selling it on Shabbos. So you wouldn't be put to death for that. And if you, the underlying concept is that if you do an action, and in that one action, you simultaneously incur like a capital punishment and a monetary punishment. You don't get the monetary punishment. So you just get the capital punishment. You just get taken out. Ganav u'Macher l'avoid a zora. Also, if he sells it to he steals it and then he sells it to avoid a zora. That's also not capital punishment. We'll see. Only if he slaughters it to avoid a zora is a capital punishment. Ganav u'Tavach b'Yom HaKippurim. If he steals it and he slaughters it on Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur, slaughtering something on Yom Kippur is not a capital punishment. It's isur karas, right? The soul gets cut off. But it's not a capital punishment. So again, you pay the 4 or 5. Ganav Mishel Aviv steals it from his father, v'tavach u'Macher, and then he slaughters it or sells it. V'achakach Meis Aviv, and then afterwards his father dies, and when his father dies, he inherits it, right? But at the time of slaughtering it or selling it, we'll see that it was still stolen or whatever, so he still pays the 4 or the 5. Because we're going to contrast it later. What happens if his father dies in between the two? It's going to be a different halacha. Ganav v'tavach, so he steals it and then he slaughters it. V'achakach hikdash, and then he sanctifies the animal meat, right? So in all of these cases, Mishalem Tishlum Arba'a v'Chamish. In all these cases, he pays the 4 or the 5. Ganav tavach l'refu'a or l'klavim, if he takes it and he slaughters it, but not to eat it, he slaughters it to give to sick people or to feed to the dogs. Hashochet v'nimtza treifa, or he slaughters it and he finds it's a treifa, that it's not a kosher animal. Hashochet chulin ba'azara, or he slaughters an unsanctified animal in the temple courtyard, which you're not allowed to do that. Mashalem tashlume arba chamisha. Nevertheless, in all of these cases, you still pay the 4 or the 5. Rabbi Shimon Poite Bishnei Elu. He disagrees with two cases. Which two cases? That if you slaughter it and you find it's a treifa, or you slaughter an unconsecrated animal in the temple courtyard, he would hold that that's an unfit slaughtering, and therefore you wouldn't pay the 4 or the 5 in those cases.